Hello, this is Molly Adams for YouthCast. I live in the great city of Chicago, and not only has summer begun, it is in full sweltering, mosquito-biting, leaf-wilting, sweaty, armpitting force. But hey, no one lives here for the weather. And whenever I'm really hating it, I have to take myself back to the beginning, when summer was actually light and breezy, filled with chirping birds and neighbors out and about for the first time in months. Now, Chicago is home to some great youth media organizations. There's Street Level Youth Media, Radio Arte, Free Spirit Youth Media, and Cure Youth Radio. And it's from this last group, Cure Youth Radio, that I heard this week's feature. Tanette sends an audio postcard from her favorite Chicago block. We eavesdrop on the guys at the corner. We see her neighbor, Mrs. P, come out onto her porch, and then we hear the birds announce summer's arrival. Summer on 64th is short and sweet, so regardless of whether you live in the sultry Midwest or on the breezy coasts, you can get outside and enjoy your summer, because one thing's for sure, in a few months' time, you'll wish you were this sticky again. This is Summer on 64th by Tanette of Cure Youth Radio.
Across 64th, on the left, there's an old church parking lot with a silver gate. The gate holds a million diamond shapes inside. Posted on the gate is a sign that says, "Parking lot for Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church only. All cars will be towed away at owner's expense." Weeds consume the gate, peeking out the diamonds, wondering if they're being noticed. Rusted green and brown streetlight poles all down the block, except the brand new silver streetlight. Not many recognize the new addition, a small spying camera. Red two-door Monte Carlo on Marshfield, fiending to be driven. Crouched behind it is its silver cousin. They are sitting in the sun. There are two guys on the corner of 64th. They are guarding a raised foundation to a house that burned down when I was six. The lot is now controlled by glass and gravel. One guy is wearing a red Rockaware shirt with black shorts that hangs down 2 inches from his white shoes. The other guy is wearing a white muscle shirt with black shorts and the same shoes. They are laughing about the club they went to the night before. Then both stop talking and greet Grandma, who's walked out on her porch. "Hey, Miss P." The parking lot, the rusted light poles, the familiar cars, these guys, and the way they talk. And so, summer begins.
That was Summer on 64th by Tonette of Cure Youth Radio. If you head over to our blog, youthcast.org, you could see pictures of the exact corner that Tonette is talking about, including the camera on the street lamp. And while you're there, you can listen to previous episodes and hear other audio treats. If you're down with social media, you can find YouthCast on Facebook and Twitter. That's facebook.com/youthcast and twitter.com/PRXYouthCast. This has been Molly Adams for YouthCast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. You can check that out on the internet at generationprx.org. YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.